thank you so much for joining us on American Urban Radio Networks today. We have Michelle Ebanks, and who is Madam President of Essence, and of course, U.S. Black Chamber CEO Ron Busby. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We're thrilled to be here.
Yes, thank you so much. We're happy to have this conversation.
Well, you know, Michelle, Essence has been a champion of black economic development for at least four decades or more. So this Path to Power conference is really bringing this whole idea that you guys have been doing for years to the 21st century. But how do we obtain power and ownership in this brave new world?
It is critical that we do the economic empowerment for our community and for women. And it's important that we have forums and we have opportunities where we can all come together, hear from the experts, hear from, you know, the folks who are in the business of supporting our entrepreneurs and giving them the critical information that they need to be successful. And then to share with each other and partner with each other. And that's the opportunity that we are setting up with Path to Power, our entrepreneur and business conference at the Essence Festival this year in New Orleans.
Well, you know, one of your big partners, of course, we have on the line with us CEO Ron Busby from the Black Chamber, U.S. Black Chamber of Chamber of Commerce out of Washington, D.C. Ron, you know, one of the problems that we have is that our power and ownership is often usurped and stolen by folks before we can capitalize on it. How do we stop that?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. I think if you ask any business owner their number one concern, it will be access to capital. But if you ask any black business owner their number one, number two, and number three concern, it will be access to capital. So in order for us to continue sustainabilities in our communities, we have to deal with access to capital. And so we're really excited to be partnering with Essence this year as we lay out a brand new program that has been created in partnership with Liberty Bank, who's headquartered in New Orleans, the SBA, and the U.S. Black Chamber, to now be able to provide the access to capital that is so dearly needed to our business owners. Last year was our real first year at partnering with Essence, and last year we were actually able to introduce a credit card for African Americans that really addressed consumer spend. We hear a lot about the $1.3 trillion of spend that African Americans have, but we're paying astronomical rates on interest, and we're really not being able to get the access that we need. So it's an exciting time for us to be with Essence, to be able to talk about solutions for access to capital. And I think when we can do that, women as well as black businesses across the country will be able to grow.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. You know, the other thing that we seem to be really missing out, and maybe what you're doing right here, I'm sure will be very beneficial. We're really missing out in the tech world. You know, everybody's on Facebook, everybody's on Twitter. None of those people still have diverse workforces. How can Pathway to Power get us on the right track? We need to be creating our own apps for everything we need.
Absolutely. Well, it's part of our programming. Ron, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, part of the programming, as Michelle was getting ready to allude to, really dealt with technology from two different vantage points. How to work and grow your own firm through technology, as well as how to make sure that we're growing within corporate America, how to do business with corporate America through technology to allow us to have sustainability. So when we look at tech, we've got to look at it from you know, a dual sword. It's got to be folk internal working to ensure that we have access to the high-paying jobs and technology. But we also have to be talking about creating our own industry from the tech space, and that is creating firms that not just use and develop technology, but actually are able to create jobs, to create new businesses that are going to move our communities forward.
Exactly. Michelle, you wanted to speak on that as well, I think.
Oh, no, Ron. You know, Ron's a great partner. He understands, has worked with us and our other partners to co-create the programming. And so we've taken the legacy of Essence in serving our entrepreneurs and partnered with the expert in the business, experts who are in the business of supporting our entrepreneurs to create that ultimate program slate that addresses, you know, technology, capital, working with government. You know, these are all the critical conversations that, you know, such as, you know, our partners are like Ron understand even better than we do.
Right. Well, you know, I love the people on your panel. You've, of course, got Percy Miller, otherwise known as Master P, because, you know, we are out here in Hollywood. We like all of the entertainment folks. And he, you know, a lot of people wondered what happened to Master P or Percy, and he's become a serious entrepreneur. He's on your panel, as well as Lisa Price, who's founder of Carol's Daughter. We see those products, you know, in our drugstores. I love it when we see things like that. Michelle, you've always been great at bringing out the best talent for this festival. How do you keep doing that, and why is that so important?
Thank you for saying that. It's critical. You know, it's a party with a purpose. So we need the sizzle. We want to celebrate and have a great time. But then once everyone is together, then the purpose is still so critical. And our, you know, the celebrities, the talent, I mean, Master P has been a tremendous partner. And we know people are excited, you know, to hear from him, but he is a serious entrepreneur, and he will have critical information to impart to the audience. That's our party with a purpose. And the talent, our celebrities, our entrepreneurs, they know that we can really accomplish great things by working together, and we're proud that Essence is a platform for those collaborations.
Exactly. Another one, of course, is Chance the Rapper, who totally changed the paradigm this year in the entertainment business for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, he bypassed the record companies, he bypassed the middlemen, and he still became a success. And I would think that in Path to Power, is that what we're really trying to achieve here? I mean, do you know, because clearly, for African Americans, we've got to find, as Debbie Allen once said, we got to find that little window to get through there, because the door is not always going to open.
That's right. We don't. The paths are not designed for everyone to be able to participate and to gain power. They're not designed that way. So we need to innovate and design our own paths forward. And that's what this conference is about. We have to take on that responsibility, because it is not there for us. But we can do it, and we can do it together, and we're excited about it, because there's no other option. Our community, we need to create businesses that are successful so that we can create jobs and generate wealth in our community. So it's non-negotiable.
Yeah, that's very true. It really is. Tell me a little bit about the lineup, because everybody wants to know who's going to be on the main stages. Who do you have this year?
Oh, we're very excited. For the first time ever, Miss Diana Ross will be with us on Friday night. And also John Legend will perform before Diana Ross. There are over 60, maybe 70 or 80 artists over the course of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night is our collaboration with Mary J. Blige and Strength of a Woman.
Right. She's done that for several years, I think.
So, but this is the first time that we will have every stage on Saturday night, our main stage and our Super Lounge stages will be all female.
Wow.
Wow. And Mary curated every single performance. And there will be surprises. Oh, it's not to be missed. And then Sunday night is a very special closing evening for us. Master P, of course, will have his never before this extensive curation in bringing back you know, all of the artists that he's worked with. Of course, Solange. How do we love Solange, a seat at the table, Trombone Shorty, and we'll close the night with Chance the Rapper.
Thank you, Michelle and Ron. As you've heard, the Essence Festival for 2017 will not only be entertaining, it will be enlightening and informative with the Path to Power Conference. The festival kicks off in New Orleans tomorrow, and you can follow the entire festival on social media. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter and at AURN.com.